All those reports out there are right, Andy. Jameis Winston will step in as the starting quarterback for the Browns at least this week against the Ravens. Does that mean anything big? I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. I only say this. Is he starting because DTR's fingers are messed up? Or is he going to be the starting quarterback of this team the rest of the year?
I think it's because he's a little of both. Okay. I was going to go all in. I was going to say this gives you an opportunity. If Kevin uses the theory he used for Deshaun, why wouldn't he use the same theory for Jameis? He gives us the best opportunity to win. Isn't that the bar that the Browns set when they said, when people kept asking, are you switching quarterbacks? Are you switching quarterbacks? It could look horrible on Sunday, too.
He said, yeah.
So if that's the standard that the Browns set, why wouldn't you stick with your same standard and try to win? It's a lot of hype for a one-win team, isn't it? A one-win team going up against a juggernaut.
Boy, the Ravens look good. Remember, they had a bad start, too.
Yeah, this could be a super interesting game because I don't know. And I'm concerned that we're going to see a lot of purple at the stadium on Sunday, too. I can't stand that. Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because I've been there before. I've seen it. And worse if it was Pittsburgh. If it was Pittsburgh, it'd be all black and gold. Remember, there are some people that stuck with the team when they moved.
I don't think that's happening yet.
With one win? Yes, I think that's happening at this point.
Jameis Winston, if you'll recall, was the number one overall pick in the draft in 2015, went into Tampa, and did not play on a lot of good Tampa teams. Remember what coaches will tell you, what Troy Aikman will tell you. When you're the number one overall pick in the draft, good luck to you because that means you're getting taken by a bad football team in most situations.
Right.
And Jameis went in there and went 6-10 his first year, 9-7 his second year, and then it was 3-10, 3-6. He missed some games, 7-9. Tom Brady. So that's what happened to Jameis. Would he have continued as the starting quarterback there had Tom Brady not come in? What do you think? Maybe?
Yeah, I think he's back if Tom Brady doesn't come in.
I would think he probably was. Jameis left, and boom, they win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. The year before his last year there, and he did some pretty incredible things. He threw 626 passes. That was the 5,000-yard season. He also, and we know the interceptions were up. Give me your thought on this one.
Mm-hmm.
It was his worst interception percentage of his career.
Okay.
So he threw 30 interceptions that year, along with 33 touchdown passes. So he led the league in passing yards, passing attempts, and interceptions. Well, if you're going to throw the most passes, I would assume that you also probably have a chance to have the most interceptions.
It's like guys with home runs, man. They strike out a lot.
Well, his percentage wasn't good. Since then, and he went to New Orleans, I thought it was weird. When he went to New Orleans, he started out and played a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And not right away. He was behind Drew Brees. But then started his second year there after Brees left and was 5-2, went 7-7, and was really playing some pretty good football. 14 touchdown passes to only 3 interceptions. So the whole thought that, he's an interception machine was gone. 14-3 is a great ratio. And then it didn't continue. Trevor Siemian took over. Then the next year he started the first 3 games. Then he got dinged up, I believe. Mm-hmm. Andy Dalton took over. And it just never really worked for him in New Orleans when it looked like it would. And ever since he went to New Orleans and sat behind Drew Brees and then became the starter, I've been thinking, I can't wait to see what this guy does when he's the actual starting quarterback of a team. And it puzzled me that they didn't put him back in when he had the opportunities in New Orleans. Because though he got dinged up, he was healthy again and they didn't really play him again. Is that damning for him? Or is it just the way Sean Payton was going? I don't know. And then later, Dennis Allen. I don't know. But I'm curious to see what happens here. Despite the offensive line, despite the wide receivers, despite the Amari Cooper trade, despite Nick Chubb coming back from an ACL.
I'll be honest, I'll take the, at this rate for what we're seeing from the Browns offense, I'll take that 2022 Jameis Winston that only played the first three games of the season. I mean, there's a guy that it put up more than 230 yards a game at least. And, you know, and he had, it was averaging about 11 first downs in those 11 first downs in all of those games. In the three first games that he played there before, you know, before he got taken out, before he got before the injury.
To me, so, it's just it's a little puzzling, and it's always been a curiosity of mine. How does a guy go from 33 touchdown passes and 5,100 yards passing to not being a starter again? And that's, we might find out why.
I do think it's going to be fun. I mean, he plays fun football.
He lets her rip.
He's going to march it down the field.
He lets her rip, man.
I don't want to say this because it's the Ravens, but I do think we'll have a better than a 2-3 first down game, which is, I can't believe that's how low the bar is, that's my concern. Hey, can we get more than 6 first downs in this game? That's what we're talking about on the offense now. That's not good. That's not good at all.
Well, the Ravens,
it'd be great if this is the week they win the game they're not supposed to.
You know, we think about the Ravens. They're not exactly the Ravens defensively. Their defense is a little susceptible. And so I think it might be an opportunity to see what Jameis might be able to do. They're still good. But they put up a lot of points. Browns are going to have to respond. And it's not that lockdown Ravens defense anymore. Stefan is in Cleveland. Hello, Stefan.
How you doing?
Great.
How you doing?
Hey.
Let me just say, Jameis is going to be decent. He's a NFL veteran for a reason. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, not, as much as people think that Dorian Thompson-Robinson could possibly be a franchise quarterback, or we could have some potential in Dorian, it's not there. It's not.
At least not yet.
Yeah, definitely. And I honestly don't necessarily see it happening with this team. It might evolve later on with somebody else. But I honestly still believe that the starter for the Cleveland Browns is Deshaun Watson. You get 230 million reasons why Jimmy Haslam would stick with him. I mean, let's be real about it. He's been injured 2 seasons. First season he was suspended. The offense has looked abysmal because everybody looks confused about this offense. I don't know if that's due to 2 different play callers. I don't know if Kevin Stefanski is trying something different, but nobody seems to know what this offense is about, rather it be quarterback, receiver, offensive lineman, whatever. I just think that the answer is still Deshaun Watson. As much as people want it to be over and done with, that's our quarterback.
Stefan, I would agree with you, and thank you, Stefan. I would agree with you from this standpoint. They made the commitment. They gave the draft choices. They gave the money. If you get a quarterback who goes out and lights it up this year, Andy, it's all up for grabs. My thought on this season for Deshaun had been this. If he doesn't go out and show that he can be the guy after year number 3, you got to figure out a way to get rid of him and move on. And even if that means taking all of those hits, because it's not doing your football team any good. And if another quarterback goes in there and lights it up, and I know that's very wishful thinking. I know that. But if another, my only point is, if another quarterback goes out and does a great job, well, then how do you go back to Deshaun? How do you do that?
The only way I would see it... Well, you're sitting on 2 years, right, through 26. The contract's through, I mean,
you
it's
got two
solid
more, you
through
got two
26.
More years of Deshaun.
This year and then 2 years after that. If you have a first-round trade, the only way that you would switch is maybe you're looking for a transition where you draft a quarterback in the first round and you get them ready, and then Deshaun would be sitting on the bench. Oh, man, it's a lot of money to have a guy sitting on the bench for the 26 season. And then maybe by 26, you're saying, well, there's only 1 year left on this contract. Maybe we can figure out a way to get out of the contract, if that's what they're looking at. You know, best case scenario, Deshaun comes back, the different quarterback, and they make him the starter next year. Don't draft a quarterback in the first couple rounds, and don't feel like you're going in that direction. I think there's validity to that last phone call, trying to understand how much longer you're looking at him being the starting quarterback.
Well, let me throw one thought at you. As I have said just today, if a guy goes out and lights it up, boy, it's got to make you question. That happened last year. But the guys who could light it up this year are not 39-year-old veterans who were unemployed, who you don't think might be a long-term or even a full-season answer for you. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe's not starting in Indianapolis with Anthony Richardson there. Although there's some talk, there's a little quarterback controversy there. If so, it's because you're grooming Anthony Richardson to become the guy. And I think it's different this year if one of these guys goes out and lights it up because they're younger and because Deshaun is another year into that contract and another year of really disappointing results. That's why I would say that. Todd's in Akron. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, I'm like this. Like you said, $230 million investment. But right now, I don't see any of us going forward because now he got his Achilles injury. He's not going to be the same quarterback. So now we still got to stick with him. I'm hoping Jameis Winston light it up, and then they got a tough decision to make. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the Browns do. Who's ever making these decisions in the front office, they're going to make the same horrible decision over and over again. We're going to be sitting in the same situation. So we need to root out that cancer in the organization and go forward. I mean, you brought it up this morning. Who made the decision to get Deshaun Watson? That's the question you need to be asked.
Ultimately, it's on the owner because he signs the checks.
Absolutely.
It's ultimately on the owner, especially a contract like that. He's the one that ultimately says yes on that. So that's not changing. The owner's not changing.
Well, guess what? Someone brought that bad decision to him and forced him to sign the check.
Not true.
I don't know about that.
Not true.
And you don't become a billionaire or someone making
Owners don't get forced to sign checks.
No.
Baltimore Ravens, by the way, dead last in passing yards allowed. 287 per game. And kind of 26th in points allowed. I mean, this is not that Ravens defense anymore. So opportunity maybe for Jameis Winston to go out and get his feet under him and show, hey, forget DTR. You can sit here and watch me play this year. And I'm going to have a chance to resurrect my career.